For every season in my presence is another invitation. From my spirit for you as an individual man, an individual woman, to come into more of me. Because I do not judge you as a mass, as a crowd, but I work with you, and my intimate judgments are for you on an individual, personal place and basis, says the Spirit of the Lord. Do not judge yourself according to another man's measure, but allow me to come and encourage you by my Spirit in the path that I'm intimately coercing and asking of you, says the Spirit of the Lord. Just as some of David's men went with him to war, and others stayed by the stuff to keep it while others fought. Yet when the spoils of war were divided, all were divided equally, says the Spirit of the Lord. Those who went to war and those who stayed by the stuff had equal portions. So I say unto you, do not judge yourself according to another man's measure, but allow me to come and intimately, as a father, invite you into more of me, says the Spirit of the Lord. Yes, sir. For many have taken away my encouragement for their life and disallowed that encouragement because they saw and heard what others were doing and measured themselves by that and were not wise in doing so, says the Spirit of the Lord. For when you hear of others who spend hours in prayer and hours in my word, and you yourself know your own life, and the war and the fight that you're in, and all the things that entail your life, do not measure yourself by another man. But allow me to encourage you to be all that you can be in me, says the Spirit of the Lord. For if I gave my life and loved you in that while you were yet sinners, Christ died, how much more on the other side of salvation is my loving kindness and my tender mercies outpoured to you, says the Spirit of grace. Yes, sir. I desire that all my church would pray without ceasing. And I provided my spirit that you could do that as you go. And then as you go, he would lead you into the prayer closet as often as he possibly can get you there. But I say again to you, many of you have disallowed the encouragement of the hour by measuring yourself by what others, even when they did not boast themselves beyond their measure, but so spoke of the things in which God had worked in their life. But I say unto you, I am a father, as you are a father and mother to your children. Every one is different. Every one has their own personality and their own challenges. And I say unto you, know me as a father. Do not know me through another man or through another man's ministry. Do not let others be the intimacy in your life. Let me be the intimacy in your life. And I'll bring you in, each and every one, and those who stay by the stuff will be those as if they went to war. And they that went to war as if they stayed by the stuff. Stay in a place where you as a body continually move forward and being encouraged by my Spirit. If you'll listen, I'll whisper to you as a son or as a daughter great words of encouragement, that I'm pleased with you on whatever you're giving to me presently in fastings and in prayers and giving of thanks. One great army, but every one individuals. This is why I said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It was not concerning those things that all the body knew were things that they had already at the birth been purged of. But it was the individuality in consciousness and in all things that I would come as you as an individual. Mahale efraskoletiete. I'm raising up a great army, but you must know who you are. And you cannot let Satan or the flesh destroy your confidence and my willingness to be in every part of your life because you measure yourself by someone else. But I say, let each one come unto me. As a father, I'll fill you. As a father, I'll heal you. As a father, I'll encourage you.